There will be many new faces in both the House and Senate when the 117th Congress is sworn in on January 3, 2021, including at least 28 new Cotton Belt members from at least 12 states. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about how this will affect the leadership in both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees.
Following the elections last week, there are going to be a number of new members in Congress starting next year, representing Cotton Belt states and congressional districts. In the Senate, so far there are five new senators from cotton-growing states that will be in Congress next year. And on the House side, so far there are going to be 23 new members from congressional districts across the Cotton Belt. There are a number of House races that have not been decided yet, and so that number is likely to grow once all those races have been decided. In addition, there's going to be a lot of new leadership at the House and Senate Agriculture Committees as well as a result of the election outcomes and also term limits to serve as chair and ranking member of those committees. On the House side, there will be a new chairman as well as a new ranking member, given that current chairman Colin Peterson lost his re-election race and also ranking member Mike Conaway is retiring from Congress. In addition, in the Senate, with Chairman Roberts from Kansas retiring this year, Senator Bozeman from Arkansas is expected to become the new chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee.
As Congress returns, they will need to address some important issues, including an appropriations bill and possibly another COVID relief package. Langley shares the agriculture industry priorities he hopes Congress will consider in both pieces of legislation.
The Senate is back this week, and the House will return next week for their lame duck session to try to address a few significant outstanding issues before the end of this year. At the top of that list is the need to pass a full year appropriations measure to fund all of the government through the end of September next year. Currently, the government is operating on a short-term continuing resolution that expires on December the 11th. So Congress has until then to try to package all 12 of their appropriations bills and pass that measure before the 11th of December. This week, Senate Republican appropriations leadership are releasing their 12 draft bills, and that will serve as the starting point for negotiations with their House counterparts. In addition to the appropriations work, we expect Congress to again try to pass some type of COVID relief and stimulus measure before the end of the year. There continues to be a strong indication from both House and Senate leadership that they want to see that done. However, a number of major disagreements remain on the overall size of the package, as well as specific policy provisions that should or should not be included. National Cotton Council is going to be working during these weeks of the lame duck session to, one, try to make sure that all of our industry priorities in the agriculture appropriations bill are fully funded and addressed in an omnibus spending bill. And secondly, working to try to ensure that any COVID relief package does include additional support for agriculture, including trying to maintain support for the U.S. textile industry, as well as others in the cotton and textile supply chain.